feature presentation.
Luis, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to start off by asking you, how familiar were you with this story and Irene in particular?
Oh, I wasn't at all. You know, when I read the script, I didn't know about Irene Agut at all. So it was a beautiful discovery about that woman, you know, what she did, what she's done. And the way they, when they submitted that script to me, I did understand right out of the top that Dan Gordon, who wrote the script, he became friends with her at the end of her life. So it's kind of a homage to her from him. So that's the way I received it as well.
Absolutely. One of the things I love about Gabrielle and The Birds Rain Down is that they're character-centric and they're about the characters' perspectives and viewpoints on life around them. And here you get that with Irene Agut as well. And I wanted to ask you, was that something that drew you to the material as a filmmaker, as a director?
Totally. You are absolutely right. And I wanted to go inside her, you know, and to be still relevant today about that story as well. So why do we talk about her today? And what can we transpose it today still? And I for me, the answer was absolutely yes. And unfortunately or fortunately, you know, because I think if we have or had many Irinas in the world, things, you know, and I think we have, but we just have to tell those stories as well. So for sure, and I really liked, appreciated to see that angle as well, because she was a Catholic Polish young woman in a forced labor as well, you know. So it talks about war in that angle as well. So that I thought it was quite interesting.
Well, absolutely. To be 19 years old and to make a decision that's life and death. And you just mentioned something that I wanted to talk to you about. There's been a lot of conversation recently with how filmmakers handle material such as this. And I wanted to ask you about, you know, what is your approach to subject matter that is so sensitive? Because you've had someone like Michael Haneke, you know, talk about Night and Fog and how, you know, that is one of the best films dealing with the subject matter of World War II and the Holocaust, and being very critical of Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List. And that conversation has come up again as of late with The Zone of Interest and even One Life. So I just wanted to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, since I didn't write the script, I had to embrace Dan Gordon's vision or what he wanted to tell with that story, you know. So it's different of when I write my own scripts. But one thing was sure is when they approached me, I was like, you know, what I do or I'm interested in is to understand this situation, understand human behavior, and open up to create an openness as well of understanding. So you can condemn an act, that's for sure, some acts. And then, but why is it happening? And can we learn? And it's not a moral thing. It's just like, can we learn about ourselves, about relationships, about culture, religion, and nationalities, language? How can we communicate or open up to something that's it's maybe different, or we're afraid, but then again, we're all the same, but in different situations, you know? And how can we, you know, and I think life and all of us, we are made of so many nuances. And how can we, with that little story, how can, with my perspective, how can I put some spices in it? So for sure, I had so many conversations with the actors as well, because they have their opinion as well. And they have a background and you know, all that. And I think all that can nourish as well Irena, you know, because she's not there anymore to talk about herself. And it's always delicate. So it's like, That's how we could depict her with what we had, and always through Dan Gordon's vision.
Talking about the script again, because you mentioned this is something that you're working from someone else's writing. Do you feel a greater sense of responsibility in portraying not only Irina Gut's life, but also working from a script that's not yours and sort of envisioning what Dan Gordon had written in terms of the material? But as you mentioned, you know, you bring the focus on the character, I think, first and foremost, but also opening up in terms of the locations.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. It always depends of, you know, who wrote the script. And so, you know, how it works. So I know since he was very fond of that story, maybe more than other scripts, he wrote because he knew her. So there were some things it was untouchable. You know, I had to respect that. And it's like you take it or leave it at some point. So that was it. And the other thing, it was already, you know, the co-producer was already on board for that film, the Polish co-producer, and which was great because we shot in Poland. We shot next at some part, you know, next to the border, Ukrainian border. So it was like it felt. Actually, and it was the beginning of the war in Ukraine, actually, when we started to shoot. So there was something, you know, you don't have much money, you don't have much time, but you have the right locations. You have an history. You have a Polish crew, actors, and everybody has stories about whatever the war, you know, and their families, friends, and it's quite troubling. And so when you have that, you know, you cannot control everything. But there's one thing that's like, okay, that woman, what we wanted to say, you know, the deep root of it, it's still relevant. And especially there in Poland, you know, and we shot in Lublin. Before Lublin, you know, during that time in the 40s, it was, Tarnopol, the town that was depicted in the film, and now is in Ukraine. So there's like, you know, when reality meets fiction, yes. We did experiment while shooting. So there were some very good things about it as well. So, you know, and then, yeah, I have to go with that flow of his story, you know, it's his angle, and the stories Irina told him throughout the years. So he did chose that period.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, I can't imagine how intense the situation would have been, you know, as the war was breaking out in the Ukraine. Something that I really appreciated about the look of the movie, it feels like there's a lot of natural lighting within the film. Can you talk about shooting on location and sort of finding places that represented not only the script, but Irina's story? I mean, like, you know, you look at the villa, you look at the army barracks and the hiding space, and all of these places feel so genuine and don't feel like a facade or a studio set. And I feel like that adds a layer to the authenticity.
Yes, we were lucky because we had only, you know, 5 million, 29 days for a period piece, so many characters on screen at the same time. It's impossible. And it was like, gosh, how can we do that? You know, but we had such a great crew and proactive. They wanted to be there to tell that story. And like the production designer and the art director, you know, the production designer, she's also an architect. And they were so precise, you know, so from things, you know, like the switch. Well, this one is 50s. We have to change it or, you know, but we didn't have time. So it was an act of fate. We had, you know, things that we liked and locations, but they were like, yeah, it's going to be done tomorrow. You're like, okay, let's hope the set's going to look good. So for me, it was like dive into, you know, a cliff and let's hope it looks good. And sometimes it was tricky, you know, but they have those infrastructure and So we were lucky for that. And for natural light, it was a choice, efficiency choice. And then the some locations, the lighting, natural lighting, and those windows, they were so incredible. It gave, it's as if it gave a veracity to those locations, and as if we can transpose ourselves, back in the 40s, because it was the same, you know. So I think it did help a lot. It's same for the costumes, you know. The costume was like, okay, you know, she didn't have much money, but she went to Vienna and to Berlin and got some costumes from London. So we had the authentic costumes, you know. As same for like all the tanks and stuff. Then, you know, they opened up the book and, okay, Louise, which tank do you want, you know? And because, and the other thing is like in Poland, they're used to do period piece war during World War II or wars, you know. They did a lot of those productions throughout the years, so they have that infrastructure, they have that language as well. So, and then you just like to reorient, okay, this is Irena, what happened for her, and what do we need to tell that within the, you know, the money we have.
Absolutely. I have to wrap with you, but I just quickly wanted to ask you, what is the biggest takeaway from this production moving forward in your career? Something that you, you know, learned from making this movie that maybe you'll use in a future production?
Oh, that's such a good question. For Gabrielle, I learned so much, and then the Birds and Dances for sure. This one, I can say a joke, but I won't say wear layers in Poland when you shoot in winter, or, you know, but what did I learn? So many things. What can be constructive? There are things I did let go and I shouldn't. It's how I think I did learn where to trust my instinct and where to sometimes let go to focus on what's important in the film you're making and the dramatic arc and the tone. So how to focus and try to convince to let go things, or, you know, where you put your energy. That's one thing I did learn so much. The other thing I learned, well, it's not I learned, I really like, I like challenges, and I love to shoot abroad with those people who did, I did learn and got nourished so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on the film and, you know, your past work as well. It's really wonderful to always see what you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi. Wow. You have an amazing collection in the back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love collecting Blu-rays and DVDs and learning more about the film afterwards. And actually, one of my favorite films of recent years was The Kid Detective. So, yeah, it's one of those movies I keep thinking about the ending. And actually, that's the first thing I kind of wanted to ask you, because I talked to Adam Brody about the final scene in that movie. And there was a moment where he was telling me that he was a little bit afraid to show tears on screen because he'd never really cried in a way that the filmmaker Evan Morgan required him to. So I wanted to ask you about Irina's Vow. Was there a moment in Dan Gordon's script that you were most anticipating or drawn to within the material?
I mean, the entire character, honestly, I was anticipating, because I felt a lot of pressure to deliver a performance that gave justice to the life that Irina led, because it's so grand and heroic, and I didn't want to disappoint anyone. So every scene, honestly, was very stressful. I think I think the ones I was most nervous for were the ones with all of the hanging and the atrocities that you witness on the public square. And so I think it was just because I knew it wasn't only a matter of, I think it's because they were so raw and so real. And I knew how emotionally difficult they would be, not only for me, but for even people on set, people that have maybe that have a closer relationship to what happened. And so I knew how sensitive of a subject it was going to be. And I wanted to respect that and be just really respectful of the events and not being too gory, but at the same time, being honest and raw about what happened and it being real, despite how hard it is to watch. And it was in fact, I mean, very big emotional days, but I'm happy because it's scenes that people come up to me afterwards and are thankful for, because it really gives justice to what happened.
Absolutely. It's hard to shake sometimes, especially the scenes that you mentioned. And I wanted to ask, is that something that stays with you even after you're finished shooting the scenes? Is it something that it takes time to kind of sort of think about and contemplate and just in terms of what you're going through as an actor and the emotions that you're bringing to this character?
Yeah, it was definitely, I mean, because I think what made it harder for me to disconnect is because we were shooting right on the border of Ukraine while the war is going on. And so even if I wanted to think of something else, I would come home and, you know, would read the news, would see soldiers and refugees at my hotel. And so it was impossible to disconnect, because there is no disconnection, because atrocities like that keep happening, clearly, and we're not learning from our mistakes. So it's so hard to be doing a movie trying to teach people what not to do while we keep doing it. But yeah, we definitely still tried to keep a light atmosphere on set, and Louise and I and DuGray and I would prank each other all the time. And I was very fortunate to have my mom there with me. And on weekends, we would try to get out of the city and just go on walks and hikes and ground myself with nature and what's pretty in life.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned it. I want to ask about the history of shooting in somewhere like the Republic of Poland. Does that give an even greater aspect of the historical context in which you're playing in? Because obviously, you know, you're creating a dramatization, even though it's based on a true story, but there are aspects of, you know, Poland, and you mentioned the Ukraine, that are very much, you know, historical within sort of the preservation of time. And they look like they're, you know, the buildings and the locations as if they hadn't aged in, you know, 80 odd years or so.
I mean, you said it so well, like that's exactly what it felt like. We'd walk on set and the houses are real. Those houses and buildings and monuments existed back then. And although we, you know, added sometimes like swastikas up and machinery and costumes, like we would use real costumes that were probably used back then, like real materials. And so although it is like we're creating a movie and it's filmmaking, it's what truly happened. And so it just every day felt surreal, and it was very easy for me to step into Irina's shoes and kind of feel what she must have felt like back then.
When you're researching a project like this, especially when there are real people involved, you have a greater sense of responsibility to the character and storylines than say someone that you're playing that might be fictional, because every performance that I've seen you give, whether it be Mean Dreams or The Kid Detective or Monsieur Lazar, there's this authenticity and honesty that comes through in the performances that you give. But I know for actors, sometimes when you're playing somebody real, the research process is different for everybody when it comes to, you know, what the subject matter is.
Yeah, I definitely felt like I wanted to stay true to the life that she'd led, because that's what inspired me when I read the script. It was that I thought everything that she'd done was still so relevant to this day. And I mean, obviously, there's no need for me to go and hide someone in my basement. But in the sense that, like, the idea of extending a hand to someone and the ripple effect of a little action can go a long way. And so I think all of the things that she does in the movie are a lesson for us to learn from. and to incorporate in our daily lives. And so for me, it felt really important to stay true to everything that she'd done and to who she was and the way she carried herself. And I was fortunate to find clips of her on the internet and just to see how, after all these years and everything she'd been through, she was still so bright and warm and full of life. And I think that was a key thing for me to showcase in the performance that I brought to the screen.
Absolutely. Was there any article or clip or anything that really gave you a sense of who Irene was, especially because you have to consider that she was 19 years old when a lot of this was going on? So it's a very different time from when you're watching, you know, interviews that are later in her life. And, you know, obviously she, as you mentioned, she comes off as so selfless and thoughtful and considerate of others even then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no clips obviously of her at 19, but there's photos. And I spoke with Dan Gordon, who was one of her best friends, and he would tell me stories about their relationship. And just, again, I think the main thing for everyone was how she was just so generous and nurturing and so positive and always would want to see the best in life and the best in people, regardless of what she'd been through, what was going on. And also her, he also wrote a book about her life, which kind of gave me a little more intel on the life that she led before, like her being a nurse and after as well, how she reconnected with her sisters. And so it just gave me a bigger idea or a bigger picture of everything that she'd done.
Absolutely. And I was just curious about sort of, you know, the collaboration process. In an interview, you mentioned, you know, finding levity in serious situations. And I wondered if there was a moment in there where you found the lightness in Irina's life, because again, with biopics, you know, they're very much sort of determined by the events in history, but to allow a character to live in the moment and give her own autonomy and individuality and not just simply turn her into a Wikipedia page or a historical epic. Was there an aspect of her characteristic or life that you really were drawn to in terms of who she was as a person in the script?
I think it's all of the moments with the Jewish people. I think that's where we get some sense of levity, especially when they're in hiding. It's all of these, I think it's how curious she was and she had no malice whatsoever and really wanted to learn from their differences and all of these scenes when they're singing and she's just admiring what's going on and wants to and you know, learns their vocabulary and tries to use it. And so I think that is, you could just see through her all of the kindness and all and how big her heart was and how to her again, learning from our differences. And so I think those were beautiful moments in the script that warmed the audience's hearts.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.